Ron Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris, speaking in New Orleans, is warning against a second term for former President Trump.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime. You know, we have said it every 4 years, but this here one is it.
Meanwhile, House Democrats are meeting virtually today, discussing President Biden's reelection prospects. France is holding a second round of parliamentary elections today, and many voters are concerned about a far-right majority.
I don't think anybody really expected for the far-right parties to get that much approval. I think everyone is judging France very harshly right now, and they're right to do so.
A hurricane warning has been issued as Beryl barrels toward the Gulf Coast.
We are expecting the system to go on and regain hurricane strength. After landfall, Beryl will quickly weaken from a wind perspective, but it's going to bring a heavy rainfall threat across much of eastern Texas.
Michael Brennan heads the National Hurricane Center. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kay.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The 988 Crisis Lifeline is now almost 2 years old. A new report says it's making a difference in Wisconsin, but could still be improved. Mike Moen reports.
While the report from the group Inseparable says progress is needed, it notes the change was a critical step toward providing better care. For Wisconsin's operation, the findings show the call answer rate is at 77%, below the desired level of 90%. Abigail Spangers oversees a separate peer-driven helpline in the La Crosse area, says when it comes to the broader service, she would like to see more training that's trauma-informed.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
She says in some cases, the caller is simply looking for someone to talk to. In financing state-level systems, the report does credit Wisconsin for having an enhanced Medicaid match for mobile response. But it does call on the Badger State to join others in adopting a telecom fee to help ensure more stable funding. Report authors say the overall goal is to reduce the effects of deficient crisis response. Since 2015, almost one in five fatal police shootings involved a person experiencing a mental health emergency. Inseparable's Angela Kimball says too often there is a tragic outcome when people can't get the necessary help.
At a less severe level, we see a lot of people who end up in crowded emergency departments, and frankly, emergency departments are getting so filled up.
Meanwhile, the report found that nationally, more than 80% of calls to 988 are resolved over the phone. And for those who require mobile response teams, 70% are resolved in the field. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Brewers wrap it up in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers in a final game of their three-game series today. The Dodgers winners again last night, 5-3. Shohei Ohtani breaking out of a 1-for-12 slump. He got on base five times Saturday night. 5-for-5 with a home run, a triple. He walked twice, and he got hit by a pitch. Ohtani also had a stolen base and two runs batted in. The Brewers trying to avoid a sweep, losing their fourth game in a row, which would be their longest losing streak so far this season. The trade deadline for Major League Baseball is coming up later this month, July 30th. And a column this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, don't be surprised if the Brewers put shortstop Willy Adames on the trading block. He's 28 years old, at the peak of his career, and will be at the end of his contract this year, where he's expected to get a huge payday next year as a free agent. It might be a way for the Brewers to get more pitching help this season, although Adames is a very popular, well-liked teammate inside that Brewers clubhouse. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have increasing clouds for your Sunday and a chance for showers and storms, especially in the late afternoon. Highs of the upper 70s, a light south breeze. Tonight, showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies, and lows in the upper 60s. Storms on Monday, too. It's 69 at our studios.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
Toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
The music of the stars is on the air, and I've got a special treat for you. We've got the music of the stars ready to go for you with a kind of a local treat. You folks in Chicago, you'll appreciate Mark Courtney Johnson right here in WRJN. Mark works at the Green Mill Lounge. Writes his own music. Including this one.
Goodbye, no use leading with our chins. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say, a cozy fire to keep you warm. wished you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health, but more than wealth, I wish you love. My breaking shelter from a storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. I wish you love. I wish you love. When you reach the heights, I miss the kissing and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. Broken dates, endless waits, lovely loving and the hateful hates. The conversation with the flying plates. Wish I were in love again. Be gone, pulled out fur of a cat and cur, find this maiden of him and her. I've learned my lesson, I wish I were in love again. The birds have sighed, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die. Self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. Love congeals, it soon reveals faint aroma of falling seas. Double-crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of him and her. I don't like quiet, I wish I were in love again. But I wish that
Tony, the best of the best, making it easy.
If you became my love, I'd return the other two. Oh, if I had three wishes.
wishes, I'd ask for you alone. All the other things I want will be mine when you're my own. But if you told me that I must use the other two, it wouldn't matter, dear, 'cause here's what I would do. If I had those three wishes, my first would be for you, and the second and the third would be that my first wish comes true. My first would be for you, and the second and the third would be that my first wish comes true.
George Grobel Show. On the Music of the Stars, here's K.D. Lang. WRJN, coast to coast, civicmedia.us, and worldwide. Voices in the business. The Music of the Stars. Russ Phillips.
Our love will live. Our love will last. This is not a dream that ended with the dawn. It's one fate intended to live on. And on, this isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love. The real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer's madness, a passing glance, a moment's gladness. Yes. It's love. I knew it on the night we met.
Phillips Group. That's Russ on trombone. And the music of the stars, Patti Page with a bit of history in Kenosha. 1960.
I wish I'd never been born. Don't like this life I'm living.
I don't think that song is really good for Patti. Maybe somebody like Brian Hyland or Johnny Tillotson, Johnny Cash even. The music of the star. Song's about, well, wishing. Thank you.
happy tune. Only a lonely fellow sings to the mellow moon. Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellows had. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad. On Wednesday night I'm all alone, when I ought to be at some sweetheart's home, and I'm lonesome, awfully lonesome. Gee, I wish I had a girl.
Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellows had. Over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad. On Wednesday night I'm all alone, when I ought to be up at some sweetheart's home, and I'm lonesome, awfully lonesome. I had a girl.
Ooh. Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellows had. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up sad. On Wednesday night I'm all alone, when I ought to be up at some sweetheart's home, and I'm lonesome, awfully lonesome. Gee, I wish I
stay with the Norman Luboff Group on the Music of the Stars. Gus Kahn wrote them. Paul Weston in the orchestra. Paul Weston got a Grammy for a comedy album. For playing bad music. What if we could do that today? Hmm? The comedy album was, well, if I promote it in advance, you won't turn the radio off or change it. Weston and his wife did a comedy album that was loved by the critics and not so much by the audience. You'll see why. they put a blurb on the album cover. Promote the wonderful music that you're about to hear. Not. Said every once in a while, it's a privilege of a record company to come upon a great artist in the earlier formative stages. Well, the joke was on us, folks. Here's that album. Playing that record because when people tune in halfway through, they what's going? The only group that's still in tune are the male chorus. A little bit of a dig on Mitch Miller and his sing-along group. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. That's really Paul Weston and Joe Stafford. In real life, they're married. The music of the stars. Thanks for sticking through it. Musicians love them. Album. Sammy Nestigo. Grammy for Best Comedy. Yes. Sammy Nestigo and Company. Music. Racine style. Elmwood Park, actually. Joel. Jensen. Jack Grassel.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire. While the breeze on high sings a lullaby, you'll be all that I could desire. Under stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice.
Talent, you gotta love it. Joel and Jack.
I love you. Any questions? I need you, I need you, yes, I need you. Any questions?
King.
Any questions for you?
Presented by Menon for Men. The Menon Company, makers of Menon Skin Bracer, America's most popular aftershave lotion for that wake-up tingle. Menon Spray Deodorant for Men, the spray deodorant that checks odor and perspiration round the clock. And the makers of the Menon Shave Cream for the smoothest shave of your life.
Who use Menon. How about you?
And now, here's your man about questions, Bill Slater.
Thank you. A very hearty welcome again, all of you, to 20 Questions, the absolutely unrehearsed animal, vegetable, and mineral game that everybody is playing. Now, briefly, this is the way we play the game of 20 Questions. You friends of ours out there send in subjects for our expert questioners over here to identify by asking me not more than 20 questions. Now, we have a rather unique way of keeping track of the score as we go along. We do it on our Menon scoreboard. It just so happens that there are exactly 20 letters in the expression Menon products for men. And as each question is asked, the letter lights up, and as we go along, we know where we stand. Now, if your subject is used here on 20 questions, you'll receive a beautiful genuine leather jewel case if you're a woman, or a genuine leather traveling case if you're a gentleman. And each will be filled with a complete line of Menon products for men. Now, if our panel doesn't get to your subject in 20 questions, and sometimes they don't, you know, here's a special grand prize that you get. The book that everybody wants, the new Thumb Index Columbia Encyclopedia, containing 6 million words covering 7 billion years of history and progress. And that's right much coverage, isn't it? And so that you friends of ours at home there will always know what our experts are trying to guess, our men in Mystery Voice will tell you what the subject is. The poster informs our studio guests. Naturally, we're not going to tell
you. Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death. And all at once I own the earth and sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die. Miss Jones and I.
The music of the star. Here's Frank Sinatra. That was Howard Keel. Stand by for news and weather. Next up.
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. And then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath. And all at once was scared to death. And all at once I own the earth and sky. And now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.
Timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Hey, Saturday, July 13th, Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Racine, 322 Ohio Street. A blood drive, urgent need. Especially type O. Donors, you get a Culver's coupon, frozen custard.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.